Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I don't think he sounded like, I didn't ask him because I'm not going to ask him directly this, but he sounded like Aaron Glenn's doing the best he can with a bunch of crap. And that he doesn't get hung up on effort or the way the games looked. He doesn't think that is a NFL roster at the moment. So there you go. There's an. I can't say he's an Aaron Glenn supporter because I didn't ask him that direct question. But when asked about the team, he certainly didn't make you think that he didn't make you feel like any coach could come in and win with this Jet team. So there's one for Aaron Glenn. Also one for Jackson Dart. Not that I think anyone's legitimately questioning Jackson Dart for Mendoza. I think that would be insane. But I just apparently, I was just talking to Marash in the newsroom. He's telling me Tom Rock wrote an article about the idea that Joe Burrow could become available, and that could be somewhere where the Giants could look to exchange quarterbacks. I think that makes sense for the Jets, but you've got him. We've been waiting for him. They've got him. Jackson Dart is the future. I believe in his ability. I believe in his, like, and again, when they say it, sometimes it is hard to define. In fact, it's always hard to define. That's why they call it. Otherwise they would just define it and leave out the word it. So it by nature is hard to define. But the best I could explain it for me personally is inside the pocket or inside the game when there is madness afoot, when he is draped in defenders, when he's looking down the field, when he's trying to avoid the rush, when there is madness in his face, Jackson Dart looks comfortable. And I sense that from the minute he started. He avoids the rush seamlessly. Not that he doesn't take sacks or never gets hit bad or, you know, obviously he gets hit bad. But, like, he just feels comfortable in it. And that's one of the major first things I look for in a rookie quarterback. Does he look comfortable? Because we talk about how much faster the game is, right? From college to the NFL, how much faster the game is. Well, the game speeds up and Jackson Dart slows it down. That's how it looks to me. His ability to run, and even more than Daniel Jones. And I would say this, because this isn't to knock Daniel Jones, God knows. Please, don't come out of the woodwork and yell about how great Daniel Jones is. I know he's injured. Daniel, get healthy, brother. We love you here in New York. I want nothing but the best for you and your family. Please get healthy. Come back and prove me wrong yet again with a wonderful season. Just want to make sure we get that clear. But even the running ability of Daniel Jones, to me, Jackson Dart feels different. Jackson Dart isn't just an athletic guy who can run fast, which I think that's kind of Daniel Jones. He can run. You give him space, he can go run. At least for 70 yards without falling down. After that, I make no promises. Well, I had to slip one in. I just gave this whole big thing about how I'd love him. But he was just he could get around the edge. If there was a space, he could find it. Jackson Dart is a more talented runner. He gets behind blocks. He sees it coming. I really feel like he's not just a athletic quarterback who can run if needed. I really feel like he's a talented runner. He sets up blocks. He gets behind. He's patient. He waits for it. I am very impressed with his running ability. I'm very impressed with the big throws he makes in the big moments. And I'm extremely impressed. Extremely impressed in his calmness under pressure. Because we have seen, and hopefully this doesn't happen to him, because Eli Manning had that and lost it by the end of an offensive line beating him down. Daniel Jones might have had it his rookie season and had it for the 1 year Brian Daboll was able to get to him. Outside of that, that clearly became an issue for Daniel Jones, at least here with the New York Giants, and the feeling of the rush. Right now, Jackson Dart doesn't feel that. And I don't want to scare it into him either. I don't want the coaching staff to scare it into him. I don't want it beaten out of him, and I don't want it scared into him, you know? And right now, I feel like he is the future of the Giants. I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't trade for Joe Burrow. I wouldn't draft Mendoza. I wouldn't do anything else other than figure out how I can put the best damn team around this young quarterback and go and try and win multiple Super Bowls over the next 10 to 12 years. That's it. That's the plan. Joe Burrow is great. All right, Joe Burrow is great. And if I'm the New York Jets and I have 2 first-round picks this year and 3 first-round picks next year, and that can get me Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow, I believe, has a no-trade clause, is willing to waive it to come play for the Jets, yes, 100% I'm in because they don't have one. Mendoza might be that guy, but one, can they get him? And two, you'd have to go prove it, where Jackson Dart has at least proved it to me. So, yeah, Joe Burrow, if he's on the move, if Lamar Jackson is on the move, if those situations actually present themselves, you do whatever you can if you're the New York Jets to go get one of those two players. I don't think there's any doubt. The New York Giants, no thank you. And I know that's high praise for a young kid who started all of 10 games. I get it. But this is what you want. You want the rookie quarterback on the rookie contract, leading your franchise, becoming your guy. It's what you want. And I really, truly do believe the Giants have found it. So I think that would be insane for me. Insane. This show is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealer. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. 888-808-1019, the paper crumple and everything, so you know I read it. You try and paint the picture here on the radio. I give you all the sound effects I can. I sing, I crumple papers. JT in Jersey City. What's up, JT?
Hey, C-Mac. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yes. The one time we're rooting for the Giants to maybe not be so great. And
nope.
I could just tell by the opening drive. There's one thing, I was going to talk about Stearns, but we'll save that for another day. Because,
okay.
I just love to bash him. But anyway, we'll move on from that. Just on Dart, right, you got to really love what you see. I mean, it was so refreshing, at least from a positive standpoint, the other day to see him out back with that swagger. And I'll tell you the biggest difference that I see with him and the guy like Jones, who I was a Jones supporter, but, the confidence that he, exudes is just amazing, right? You could just see way different from Daniel Jones. He steps on the field. And he commands what he's doing. Like Jones, he did it. He ran. He got yards. He would pass the ball okay. But what a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, at times when he was in command, again, they didn't ask, much of him offensively that first year, the only year they were winning. And then there was so much injury and stuff. It's hard to go with that completely. But I don't think what you're saying is wrong. I think I've seen more confidence in Jackson Dart than I ever did out of Daniel Jones. I just don't know if it's like a completely fair statement, but it certainly isn't wrong.
Yeah, and on Shane, I just don't see, and let's hope they, I hate the Cowboys, but I wouldn't mind if they lost.
No, we need them to lose the game, JT. It's okay to say it. It's okay to say it. We are, as a fan, it is not your job. Some people think this is, it's not your job to be an instant gratification seeker. It's just not. That is not the rule of fandom. I don't need them to get every first down. I don't need them to score every touchdown. I don't need them to win every game. I need what's best for the team. That's what I want as a fan. I want to win. I want to win a championship. And I want what's best for the team. What's best for the team is making sure they have as high a draft pick as possible. At this point, right now. Not going into the season. Going into the season, it's win, even if I don't think they're good enough to win a Super Bowl. I am not the kind of guy who will start a year and say, look, you know, they're not good enough to win a Super Bowl. You're probably better off just having this miserable season because there's nothing worse than being in the middle and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, no. You start out 0-0, I hope you're 1-0. Then I hope you're 2-0, then 3-0, then 4-0, blah, blah, blah. Like, I want to win. I'll take my chances winning. And if I'm 8-8 and playing a game for the division or playing a game for a playoff spot, I'm hoping I win that even if I get absolutely creamed in the playoffs because I take a chance of winning. I want the chance of winning. You know what you don't have at 3-13? A chance of winning. So I no longer care about winning. You guys make this all so complicated sometimes. It's very simple. It's very simple. Make believe is that a win against the Cowboys will somehow translate months later with a new team and a new coach. Fact, tangible, is more players to choose from every round of the draft, even if it's just that simple. Even if it's not the, well, they can take this trade and there's only two quarterbacks in the draft and they can, as long as they're top two, they can do this and do that and get a whole boatload of picks and do that. Even if it's not that, even if it's as simple as I get to pick from a larger pool of players every round and I'm less likely to have someone in front of me take the guy I want. Even if it's that simple, it's better than winning a meaningless game. But this year, it's not that simple. This year, it could be the difference between acquiring a ton of picks that could help build the roster or not acquiring those picks. So it's quite easy. And that's what, and I said this before too, what bothered me the most, because I didn't know it when I sat down. I was at Mohegan Sun for a couple days and I didn't care to check. When I sat down to watch the game on Sunday, and it was reported that the Giants guaranteed themselves the number one pick with the loss. Guaranteed. Didn't need to lose next week. Loss against the Raiders, number one pick. The idea of having my cake and eating it too was the idea of losing the game, getting the first pick, and then being able to root for them to beat the Cowboys was like, oh, that would be great. Because I want to root for my team. But I want to root for what's best for them, not so that I enjoy my Sunday. Not so that I can, you know, pat my son on the back and say, woohoo, we're 4-13 instead of 3-14. I know some of you are like that. I don't understand the logic. Paul in Connecticut, Paul in Seymour, Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
Hi, C-Mac. Hi. I love talking to you. I never spoke with you yet. All the other guys I did, but I'm glad I finally got to talk to you.
I'm glad you've decided within the first 3 seconds that you love it, because that's fantastic.
Yeah, everything you say is how I'm thinking. You know, I'm watching these last two games, hoping that our quarterback plays well, but we lose both of them 21-20. You know, so that we get the other team's 10 picks and we could add to all our guys because we need more guys, you know, and winning these two games don't mean anything. So as long as our QB gets out of there without being hurt too bad and we lose 21-20, I'd be happy, you know, but other people don't think that way.
No,
but
they don't. Listen, they think that it's some magical thing that will, you know, transfer. Like, yeah, remember, because we were just talking about Daniel Jones. Do you remember the great days when Daniel Jones and the Giants and Brian Daboll was coach of the year, and they won 9 games and they went on the road in the playoffs and they beat the Minnesota Vikings on the road in the playoffs. Then they lost to the Eagles, but it was a great season, a great out of nowhere season, a great unexpected season. And we felt like we finally had the coach and the quarterback played well and they paid him and Saquon wasn't a bust and Saquon was back to being one of the best running backs in the league and everything was great and wonderful. Yeah. And then do you remember 40-0 against the Cowboys in week one?
I sure do.
I do too. And then having the season dead by October again. Like the idea that that winning breeds into winning, it's the biggest fallacy in sports. It means absolutely nothing.
It went, It went the other way fast, you know, yeah. But we got our quarterback, I think. I wanted to mention one thing, if you give me a minute. I heard you earlier, I was driving, I was shopping a little bit, and you were talking about Eli. Yes. How is he not a first ballot Hall of Famer? I can't understand that. Super Bowls, beating Brady, the yeah. throws, the game in Green Bay, the ice ball. He beat Brady. I mean, he beat Rodgers, and he beat Favre, too.
Yeah.
And then he goes to San Fran. His helmet was on the other way, and he yeah. still had the balls to win that game. And that guy's a Hall of Famer. It's a travesty of the game that he's not in. He is, why? Because it's 117 and 117. That's why he don't get in. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
two Super Bowl MVPs. That pisses me off that Eli's not in. And he's such a cool guy. He'll take it with a grain of salt. But you know, it's wrong.
He'll probably pick up another endorsement just to spite someone. Who knows what he'll support next? I mean, he's even getting in on the Danny DeVito. Which I like that they do it that in that angle. I don't know why I thought it was funny. Because I always thought that was one of the great... I always make the joke about it with Jersey Mike's. That I thought it was one of the greatest advertising things ever. Because there was a time... It slowed down. I don't see it as much. But a couple of years ago, it felt like everybody... associate every great athlete in any endeavor, in any sport, somehow was doing Subway commercials. Like, every one of them. Tom Brady was doing Subway commercials. Steph Curry was doing Subway commercials. Charles Barkley was doing Subway commercials. Like, it was just everybody was doing Subway commercials. And I just love the idea that somewhere in an office, the Jersey Mike's advertising team was sitting together, and they were like, guys, man, Subway's killing us. They got every single star athlete. They're, you know, they put all this money into advertising. You know, right now, we can't match that. Like, what should we do? And there was like a guy in the corner of the room and just raised his hand. He's like, I have an idea. What's that, Ted? Danny DeVito. That's brilliant. And then we do Danny DeVito commercials, and it absolutely kicks their ass. And now it feels like we're in the other direction. I love it. God bless that man who had the Danny DeVito opinion in the Mike's Jersey Mike's advertising meeting. God bless you, sir. But yes, the reason why Eli Manning wasn't and isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer is for the exact reasons you said. He's 117 and 117. He won playoff games in 2 years. He didn't go to the playoffs enough. He didn't have enough winning seasons. And here's the other thing that's a hard, bitter pill to swallow for Giant fans. Maybe it's not because, you know, it comes with the spoonful of sugar that they won two Super Bowls and he was two Super Bowl MVPs. So maybe it's not hard medicine to swallow. But he was never even in the conversation for MVP or best quarterback in the league that year. Like, he just never was. I mean, I'm sure someone's going to call me up and give me the year where he kind of was, right? He threw for multiple years of, you know, in 2011, he threw for almost 5,000 yards, right? He threw 29 touchdown passes. He threw 35 touchdown passes in 2015, even though they were terrible that year. But, like, and I don't even care about the interception numbers. Here's the plain truth, and it is accurate to say this. In my mind, at least, I don't ever remember Eli Manning being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He just never was. And on some level, I do believe deep down in my soul somewhere that you should be one of the best two or three of your position at any given time if you want to be one of the great players and make it to the Hall of Fame. Like, I do struggle with that even as an Eli Manning supporter. I do think he overcomes that with everything else. I do think he overcomes that with the great playoff runs and the two Super Bowl MVPs and the great throws and the toughness in the San Francisco 49er game and his ability to play every single game. You look at now, I mean, we're talking about Joe Burrow. The guy can't stay healthy. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. Can't stay healthy. Like, he played every single game. Jackson Dart has already missed two more games than Eli Manning ever did. Like, he played every day. And he won two Super Bowls, and he was great in them. But you have to admit, he didn't make the playoffs enough. He didn't win enough divisions. They had one 12-win season. One. His brother clicked off 13-win years like it was his job. 13-3, 13-3, 13-3, 12-4, oops. 13-3, 13-3. Like, he never did that. Ever. 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 And he was never one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Never. He was never in discussion for MVP. He was never, you know, he just wasn't. Doesn't change the fact that he should be a Hall of Famer, but the idea that he had to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I can understand why they didn't vote. I can understand why he didn't get first ballot. I can. I would have voted for him. And we went through some of the... I don't think he's going to get in this year, to be totally honest with you. We went through it earlier. I don't think he's getting in. I don't have the list in front of me. I just had it. But it's, you know, Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald. Those two guys are clearly getting in. I think Torrey Holt is going to be his sixth year. I think he had more. He was right there with Eli in voting. Luke Kuechly is right there with voting. Adam Vinatieri is probably right there. These guys have been on the list longer. I don't know. I'd have to look at that list again, but like they only put like 4 to 6 max. I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking about the same thing next year. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you for another half hour or so as we take you to 2 o'clock. Coming up in the next segment, we will be giving out Giant tickets yet again. That's right. You got to go see this game against Dallas. You have to. And this is your way to get tickets, and we're going to do that next. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Didn't do too much on the Nick win last night. Or the Ranger loss, unfortunately, as they lost in overtime, did get a point out the deal. And Jalen Brunson, again, OG Anunoby. This Knick team, yeah, and you got to give it to the coach too, man. Let's be honest. The ball movement, the ability for the bench to play. Now, look, the bench is better. I do want to say that. People keep saying this, and I do think it's fair because he's playing the bench, and certainly Tyler Kolek has become a huge part of this team, and he has played well in big minutes in the fourth quarter of big games in the tournament, you know, or whatever we wanted to call it, you know, the cup tournament. But, you know, they did go out and improve the bench. You know, like Jackson, like they brought him in here to be better. I think, you know, Tibbs wouldn't have just not played him. Tyler Kolek was going to be needed, especially with Deuce, good to see Deuce back into the game last night. I think Tyler Kolek would have played some here. Now, again, not to the same level, there's no doubt. Not to, 12 minutes in a game. You know, McBride played 18 coming back. Jordan Clarkson, that's what I said, Jackson. Jordan Clarkson. He was added, and, you know, you it's not like they wouldn't have played him necessarily, but he's played the bench. He's limited the minutes. They gave Mitch Robinson load management last night, which you're going to have to from time to time. But Jalen Brunson, 28 points, 50% from downtown, 5 of 10. The Knicks shot really well from the three-point line last night at 45%, 20 of 44. And they're a volume three-point shooting team. They've changed that a little bit with Brown. He's come in and really put a mandate on putting up at least 43s per game. And if you're going to hit 20 of those 43s, you're going to do quite well. So they've been playing extremely well. They are now one game out of the one seed. They're 23-9. They're cup champions. And they are legitimate. They're something to feel good about. We've been yelling about the football teams for two straight days. The Knicks are something to feel good about right now, as they are as dangerous. I mean, they're the best team in the East. There's no doubt about it. They might not be the one seed right now. They'll finish with the one seed, and they're the most dangerous team in the East. They better be going to the NBA Finals. And from there, Jokic last night, obviously, I don't know if any new news has come out of it, but he obviously leaves the game stumbling, kind of popped up. Oh, they did announce something with Jokic? Yeah, he's out for a month. 4 weeks with a sprained knee. All right, so that's good news for him. There was some real fear that he was going to have, an ACL or a major injury. But it sounds like hyperextended his left knee. He'll be evaluated in 4 weeks. That's good. One of the great players in the NBA. You do not, that would be a major bummer if he was not part of the Western Conference. The Knicks will look to take on the San Antonio Spurs in a rematch coming up. And that's really just the question, right? OKC has lost a couple games, but they're still a dominant basketball team. Those teams out west are very good. And listen, the East isn't going to be a cakewalk, but the Knicks are the best team in the Eastern Conference. Jalen Brunson is making his case for MVP. I don't know if he'll get there, but close enough where we could talk about it and have some fun with it. And there's no excuse, right? It's eerie for a Knicks season to be on this kind of cruise control where, like, they're winning and it's just, this is what they do. This is what we expect from them. Wake me up when they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that was a Yankee refrain in the mid-90s. Like, we don't hear that all that much about the New York Knicks. Like, but that's kind of where we are. It's kind of where we are. They'll play New Year's Eve out in San Antonio for a big game, but they've won three in a row since the loss to the Timberwolves. The Christmas comeback, obviously, against the Cavs, close game against the Hawks, last night against the Pelicans. They continue the road trip in San Antonio against another good basketball team. But as long as they avoid injury, and God knows with Mitch Robinson, OG Anunoby, even Jalen Brunson over the last couple of years with his ankles, if they could just avoid injury, wake me up when they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that is really fun to say. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hi. Three responses and three things about Glenn, if I may.
All right. Number one.
Jim Plunkett, Eli Manning is a good comparison.
Yeah.
Number two. Mendoza's going to the Raiders. They've been tanking for a reason.
Yep.
Number three. Burrow's not coming to the Jets with this coach. Now, let me talk about the coach. There are three things why they should get rid of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
First thing is he's decision-making. He picked Fields, and that's the most important decision a coach would make. Number two, in the Denver game, when they're marching for the tying field goal, they're at the 40, 45-yard line, decided not to kick the field goal. So a reporter asked him after the game, why didn't you go for the field goal? He said, well, we had to get to the 35-yard line. now?
Yes.
Coaches kick a 58 yarder 2 weeks prior today. Kick a 58 yarder.
Yeah.
Now, I graduated elementary school.
No, yeah. His math was not mathing that day. That we talked about it at the time. You're 100% right.
Yeah, 35 plus 18 is 53. And the last thing, most important thing, is the communication. Now, players have been complaining about the defensive schemes all year. Where was Aaron Glenn? Isn't he supposed to be a defensive specialist? Even though he got bombed in his last game in the playoff against Detroit.
Yes,
why would he communicate the foul in this with the defensive schemes? That's why he's supposed to be a defensive coordinator, you know, coming from Detroit. And that does, you know, so that's in a nutshell. You see, you have his mental aptitude with his math. You have decision making and the communication, and that's pretty three big point things.
No,
for him.
I mean, listen, Bobby, I don't disagree with you. That game, a lot of things. I mean, again, he's an inexperienced head coach. I do think he's going to get better at certain things like that, like, you know, the 35 yarder, like the end of game situations or the end of half, not being willing to try and score. And then not trusting Justin Fields to go down the field at the end of the half and then continuing to play him at the end of the half. Like, it made no sense. Like, a lot of things he did made no sense. That had gotten better a little bit, but still, I don't trust him in in-game situations. But that's not even my major problem with him. And yeah, the defensive issues, we talked to Brian Baldinger. He's telling you that, and we all know it, the roster stinks. The defensive backfield stinks. They haven't had an interception all year. It's incredible. They're not very good. Their pass rush, you know, McDonald hasn't gotten home. Johnson hasn't gotten home. They have no real pass rush at all, and their defensive backfield can get picked apart because they're not very good. They're not very talented. It felt like an effort issue for me, partly as well as just not being good enough. The tackling was terrible, and the effort level offensively too was terrible. But my main issue is everything he promised, none of it was delivered. None of it. Not a single thing. And he changes it on a daily basis, including yesterday when after the game he came out and talked players' effort, and then he takes it back. And I mean, he's taken back everything. He's taken back everything. We're going to be a team you could be proud of. Well, I didn't mean this year. We're going to be a team not the same old Jets. They're worse. We're going to be a team that battles to the end of the whistle. They don't do that. They have let go of the rope as much as any other team in the sport. Every other team, and again, I didn't go through every defense with Brian Baldinger, but I can tell you the Saints defense isn't great. A lot of these teams aren't great, and yet they're finding ways to have competitive football games. And the Jets can't find a way to have a competitive football game. And then my main one, which I've been on forever, this is a huge decision, and getting the quarterback right is what is up next for this franchise, and I have no faith, none, that he's the guy for that job. None. Gavin in Woodbridge. What's up, Gavin?
Hey, C-Mac, on the evening drive slot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Gavin.
I was just calling. I know there's, you know, the concern about Dart with the concussion. That really doesn't concern me. I was just looking at, you know, the landscape of the league and the mobile quarterbacks. And Lamar at 22, with Dart's 22, won the MVP. And I see him now at 28. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with the second half of his career. But this is a question I'll hang up and listen for the new coaching staff. And I know Dart is a young kid and he's defined, he wants to run, and it's okay, but using the coaching staff needs to have in mind Dart at 26, at 28, at 30, and how they're trying to develop him and keep the running in mind. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, C-Mac.
By the way you worded that question, I'm not exactly sure which, I mean, do I think that they should like be afraid to run him? Absolutely not. No, that's him. That's who he needs to be. Did any, like we talked about, you know, I mean, Lamar Jackson, right? He's dealing with injuries. He's slowed down a little bit with the running, but that's who he is. Josh Allen. Nobody says, oh, you can't be running the tush push with Josh Allen. Can't be doing this with Josh Allen. No, that's who he is. It's who they are. He should be who he is. That's a skill set for him, and they should absolutely use it. He's got to be more careful. I think he's on his way to being more careful. I think he's shown his ability to be more careful and make smart decisions, getting out of bounds, getting down. I think he's showing that ability. And right now, no. I am letting him play his game, and I'm not making him afraid of it. And I'm not coaching like I'm afraid of it. Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, C-Mac. Good luck next week. Looking forward to hearing you. I kind of disagree with your whole assessment on losing the Giants losing out, but
okay. That's
another issue. But I wanted to get your input on, and I think I agree with you on your take. Giants need an established guy. But
yeah. In
a perfect world, if they have four guys available, I was wondering who your favorite, who your top pick would be between McCarthy, Campbell, Tomlin, and Harbaugh.
It's either Tomlin or Harbaugh, without question. Those are the top two. I've been so pro Tomlin, I didn't think Harbaugh was a real option. I thought like it hadn't been as loud, right? They've won playoff games. Yes, they've lost to Buffalo. Yes, they haven't gotten to where they're supposed to get to, but they've been more consistently really good than the Steelers. The Steelers have found ways to be pretty good, make it to the playoffs, and get pounded, where the Ravens have been a really good football team and picked to win Super Bowls and have had disappointing losses, but have won 12, 13 games and been a force in the AFC. And, you know, him and Lamar has won MVPs. And so, like, it hadn't been as loud around Harbaugh. So, even with their down season and Lamar Jackson getting hurt, I didn't give it as much thought as I gave Mike Tomlin. So, I was big on Tomlin. I really don't know. I don't have a pick between the two. I really don't. I think you give me either one, I'm extremely happy. But I mean, Harbaugh's had a little bit more success over the last handful of years, so I guess Harbaugh. But I also think he's had a better team with a better quarterback. So maybe give me Tomlin. Doesn't matter. Either one of the two, to be totally honest with you. Vinny and Clinton. What's up, Vinny?
How you doing, C-Mac?
Last time we talked,
man, we were talking about potential quarterbacks in the draft, and I mentioned Jackson Dart, and I'm happy we got him, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound like a GM, but imagine whether it's the second pick or the eighth pick, you get the right coach. Look how much better this defense has been over the last couple weeks, right? Again, they're playing worse competition.
Yeah,
but I truly believe, obviously, right? But I truly believe if you get a couple pieces on defense via free agency with the cap space we should have from a competent GM and a big-time offensive weapon – and keep the line the way it is, Jackson Dart will be our quarterback for a while. I promise you that. Happy New Year.
Yeah, listen, I hope so. The only reason I want the top pick isn't because I'm out for one particular player. It's that these top two picks, at least right now, we know the first pick will get you a ton. There's hope that the second pick could get you something. Those top picks, typically every year, there's going to be a quarterback who emerges, whether it's the one we're thinking out of right now out of Oregon or whether it's someone else. Someone will emerge, and maybe that second pick could get you a return. I want the return. I've had it in my mind. You know, it's like you get something, and you're thinking about it over and over again, and now I just want it. I don't even want to draft a player. I want to get multiple picks and have multiple players. That's what I want. I've had that vision in my head. They don't need the quarterback. They don't need the top pick. Someone else will. Someone will pay them handsomely for it. Let's get a bunch of picks and go make a bunch of draft picks and change the team. Like, I've had that in my head for forever. And if they slip to 4 or 5, that becomes less likely. And now we're just taking the fourth or fifth best player in the draft. Okay, still a positive, but not what I'm looking for. And I don't even know if they can fall all the way to 5. I don't think they can. But whatever the case may be, I want one of those two top picks. Matt and New Rochelle, what's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays. I just got three quick points really fast. I'm a cow.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Boy, Sam McCarthy has been horrible. I mean, if the Giants got him, they'll be sorry. Worst time management. They were unorganized. Mm-hmm. To me, the game passed him by. And also, it's funny how everyone was so down on Mike Brown. They were like, it was sort of like with the clueless Joe Torre thing. Now look at them. I mean, the Knicks are really, I think they got a great coach with him.
Yeah.
And the last point,
he's
I was
doing a great job
the last
right
point
now.
I want to make was, yeah, definitely. Last week with the Raider-Giant game, the Raiders definitely tanked. Could you imagine if the Giants were tanking along with them and both teams weren't trying to score? What would happen? Both teams would run in the end zone trying to get safeties on each other?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, listen, again, I don't think the players on the field or the coaches on the field were. I don't think Pete Carroll might. I think there was reports today that he's not expected back. Like, he's going to get fired. That's how bad it's been. He doesn't want to lose that game. I promise you, he didn't want to lose against the Giants. The players on the field didn't want to lose against the Giants. The upper management was willing to make decisions that made that less likely, or made losing more likely. But the players on the field, no one's going to come back and take safeties like that. That wasn't going to happen. That's never going to happen. What you're going to see is a bunch of, you know, crappy teams with no players. That's plausible. If the Giants decided to pull Jackson Dart, pull Burns, pull whoever else, and just have a lousy team out there and put Russell Wilson and a bunch of, you know, pull the entire starting offensive line, that's possible. But you're not going to have players sabotaging themselves on the field. That's not going to happen. Joe in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, just going back to this Eli thing. The thing that nobody ever talks about with Eli is how he made wide receivers and tight ends and offensive skill position players' careers.
Okay.
They never did anything after him. Like Knicks, Manningham,
yep.
Ballard, Boss, Shanko, all of these guys got paid off of Eli.
Yeah.
And he made teams around him. Teams didn't make him.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham Jr., right? I mean, those are great talents, too, to be fair to them. But they never found success outside of Eli Manning, not nearly the same, at least. And they got injured and they were older. But, there's no doubt. Eli Manning was a great quarterback who made a lot of people better. And he won the Super Bowl. Someone got on me about saying they don't need tight. They don't tight end isn't a priority. I mean, he won with Kevin Boss. He won with Bear Pascal. Like I mean, it wasn't like he didn't need a great tight end. He was able to do a lot with guys that never really did anything else to anybody else. That's totally true. So I don't know if that gets you into the Hall of Fame, though. I don't know if that gets you into the Hall of Fame. Real quick, Mitchell and Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Big Mac, Happy New Year. Congratulations again. I was just driving out to Long Island, JFK, and I hear you. So I said, hey, this is early, but okay, we'll start next week with you and Uncle Craig.
Yeah.
Two things.
Well, two things.
Real quick.
The Giants should find a way to lose that game because the draft picks would have helped that team out so much. And I would like to have, as a wide receiver, I'd like to have the Ohio State wide receiver Smith is with the pick. That's what I would do with.
Okay.
With
that. All right. Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think a wide receiver is definitely a position of need. Cornerback, position of need. Really anywhere on the defense, position of need. Offensive lineman, position of need. Like they have plenty of positions of need. So, absolutely. But that's why I want to get a bunch of picks and go out and try and get a bunch of those positions that need all in one draft. That'd be nice. Or the next two drafts. All right, I think that's going to be it for me. I did want to just say, Dove, thank you very much. I haven't got a chance to work with you in this dynamic all that much, but it was a pleasure to do it today. I appreciate you. Years of working with you. Weird, it's not. I'm going to come in on Monday, and I'm not going to see you in this time. So thank you very much for helping me through today. Thank you very much for helping me through the last 19 years here at The Fan. It's been a pleasure. I wish you the best. Sounds like you're going to be doing things that are going to be right up your alley and things that you take great joy in. So I look forward to for that for you, and I'm happy for you, and I'm going to miss you, buddy.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I miss a lot of you guys here, including you, Chris.
Yes, that is. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to see you opening day at Yankee Stadium. Who's going to be there at Hard Rock with me?
I don't know. Who's going to be at the Hard Rock with you trying to figure out a way to get tickets last minute because I showed up without them yet. Yes, thank you very much, Dove. You're the best, Dove. Love you, and I'm going to miss you. We'll talk.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah, my number.
I have your number. But just in case I don't call me every once in a while. Just in case I forget.
I'll call you about 2 o'clock on January 5th. How's that?
There you go. Perfect. Yes, thank you. 888-808-1019, apparently. Not bad. Ray, thank you too, brother. I don't have any special message for you. I'm sure I'll see you around. But thank you very much for the help today, buddy. I appreciate it. That's it. I guess Marash and Tiki are up next. Coming at you for the afternoon show. They got you from 2 to 7. I'll be with you tomorrow from 2 to 7 on New Year's Eve. So you'll get plenty of me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be back the rest of the week and then obviously starting Monday in the afternoons. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.